Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. Testimony is wrapped up and closing arguments are set for this morning in the murder trial of a man who stabbed his ex-girlfriend, then ran over her repeatedly in front of her co-workers. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melworth reports on the moments leading up to Lawrence Crawley's arrest.
Troopers pulled out behind Crawley as he entered the Allegheny Tunnel. The troopers say the truck began to swerve. They saw orange flames inside it. Then it slammed into the wall. Since they were inside the tunnel, police had no radio or cell coverage. Dash cam video shows the troopers as they open the rear door and smoke pours out. They pepper spray Crawley, then use a taser before finally pulling him from the truck. Crawley had doused himself in gasoline and had a self-inflicted wound to his wrist. He had third-degree burns on over a quarter of his body. The troopers say Crawley kept repeating, "The voices in my head made me do it."
Prosecutors are looking for a first-degree murder conviction with a mandatory sentence of life in prison. The defense concedes Crawley killed Angela Stith, but says it was a crime of passion and at worst should be third-degree murder. Well, Camden County officials are warning people not to do any fishing in Big Timber Creek in South Jersey till further notice. A malfunction at a pump station on Choose Landing Road in Blackwood yesterday caused sewage to spill into the creek for several hours. Camden County spokesman Dan Keeshan says the problem was fixed, but they still want people to steer clear while officials do some testing.
This spill is not going to have long-term effects to the water quality in the creek itself. But for the time being, the county health department is going to monitor it to ensure that the area is safe.
He expects everything will be back to normal by the weekend. This does not affect drinking water in the area. Last week, attorneys for one-time Bordentown Police Chief Frank Nucera filed a motion asking for a dismissal of the one guilty verdict against him in the case of civil rights offenses stemming from the 2016 arrest of a black teenager. The government has now responded, seeking a dismissal of the motion. Here's KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Nucera is claiming four white jurors felt pressured by three blacks to agree to a count of lying to the FBI to avoid being seen as racist. The government concedes there were heated discussions in the jury room, but the black jurors were only bringing their life experience to the table, not showing any specific racial animus against Nucera. Besides, the government argues the case itself addresses race, so those discussions had to come up. Judge Robert Kugler is being asked to throw out the defense motion and proceed to sentencing next month.
Nucera is facing a retrial in March on the unresolved charges. The State House has sent the Senate a bill that would punish drivers for talking into handheld cell phones after making changes that took some of the teeth out of the bill. KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo reports.
Similar to state law requiring the use of seatbelts, motorists could only be cited if first stopped for a primary offense. Philadelphia Democrat Jordan Harris says police should not be given another reason to pull drivers over.
Racial profiling is real. It is.
But critics of the change, including Mike Carroll, ranking Democrat on the House Transportation Committee, say the bill would also roll back current state law that makes texting while driving a primary offense, also making it a secondary offense for adults.
We're being asked to put up a yes vote for a bill that makes things worse.
The bill now goes to the Senate. The Philadelphia Water Department says it'll take up to 2 months to complete repairs on a water main break at 3rd and Arch in Old City. KYW's Mark Abrams has the update.
Utility engineers from PECO, Verizon, and the Water Department gathered the other day to inspect the damage and found it was far greater than originally believed. Water Department spokesman John DiGiulio.
When this water main broke, it sort of revealed there was a lot of undermining under the street, and there was also some ducts that were damaged to PECO and Verizon, and they're out here to make those repairs as well.
DiGiulio says a section of an 8-inch main installed in the 1820s broke, and crews anticipate they'll have to install a 20-foot replacement pipe.
Nearby businesses say the longer the intersection stays closed, the more money they lose. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the Radigo.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.